May the 19th. I have seen slaves riding on horses and princes walking like slaves. Ecclesiastes 10:7. The arrogant frequently occupy the highest places, while the truly great fade away into obscurity. This is a riddle in Providence whose solution will one day make glad the hearts of the upright. But it is so common a fact that none of us should complain if it should happen to us. When our Lord was upon the earth, although he is the prince of the kings of the earth, he walked the footpath of weariness and service as the servant of servants. What wonder is it, then, if his followers, who are princes of royal blood, should also be looked down upon as inferior and contemptible people? The world is upside down, and therefore the first are last, and the last are first. See how the subordinate sons of Satan rule in the earth. What a high horse they ride! How they lift up their horn on high! Haman is in the court, while Mordecai sits in the gate. David wanders on the mountains, while Saul reigns as king. Elijah is complaining in the cave, while Jezebel is boasting in the palace. Who, though, would want to take the places of the proud rebels? On the other hand, who would not envy the despised saints? When the wheel turns, those who are lowest rise, and the highest sink. Be patient, then, believer, for eternity will right the wrongs of time. Let us not fall into the error of letting our passions and carnal appetites ride in triumph while our nobler powers walk in the dust. Grace must reign as a prince and make the members of the body instruments of righteousness. Romans 6:13. The Holy Spirit loves order, and he, therefore, sets our powers and abilities in their proper rank and place, giving the highest room to those spiritual powers that link us with the great King. Let us not disturb the divine arrangement, but let us ask for grace that we may keep our body under subjection. 1 Corinthians 9:27. We were not created new in order to allow our passions to rule over us, but that we, as kings, could reign in Christ Jesus over the triple kingdom of spirit, soul, and body to the glory of God the Father.